This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
With a little quiz. Live on stage at the stadium in Melbourne on March 31st, 1959, here is Frank Sinatra.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I wanna lose. Take these arms, I'll never use them.
Sinatra with the Red Norvo Quintet. What's the connection between that and this?
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose.
Song, obviously, but that's too easy. What otherwise is the connection between Mildred Bailey and the Paul Whiteman Band in 1931 on the one hand, and on the other, Frank Sinatra and the Red Norvo Quintet in 1959? That's the very first record of All of Me, December 1st, 1931, and the singer, Mildred Bailey, was married to Red Norvo, the terrific xylophonist whose quintet was backing Sinatra on that Australian tour 28 years later. Miss Bailey had been dead almost a decade by then, and All of Me was regarded almost exclusively as a Sinatra song. Red Norvo must occasionally have reflected during those nights on the road as to how his late wife's song became Frank's song, now and forever. The composer of All of Me could have told him something about the vicissitudes of music. Gerald Marx lived 96 years and change, and toward the end of that long life, I had the pleasure of hearing him explain to me how all hit songs are happy accidents. He attributed the success of All of Me to two such accidents, one of which was less of an accident than a personal tragedy, as we'll hear. There is an element of truth to his theory, but it's not the whole story. The accident is being in the right place at the right time, but you need the right song to capitalize on it and the right singer to keep it in the right place across the decades. Gerald Marx was born in 1900 in Saginaw, Michigan, which is a long way from Tin Pan Alley. In 1931, he was playing in a band at a summer resort in Harbor Springs, which is a couple of hundred miles northwest of Saginaw on Lake Michigan. Between sets, Marx used to sit at the piano noodling, and one night, one of his noodles struck him as pretty good. So he worked on it a little bit, and the following day a little more, and the melody started falling into place. And a few nights later, the whole thing came together, and Gerald Marx found himself playing his first fully formed tune. This is the way Mr. Marx told it to me 6 decades later, as he's playing it through from A to Z for the very first time. A fellow starts strolling across the empty dance floor and stops by the piano. And when young Gerald Marx has finished up the tune, the other chap introduces himself. My name is Seymour Simons. Seymour Humans? The name meant nothing to Gerald Marx, but Seymour Simons had heard a big hit song just 5 years earlier in 1926.
I'm just breezing along with the breeze, training the rails, roaming the seas. Like the birdies that sing in the trees, pleasing to live, living hopefully.
Okay, being the guy who co-wrote Breezing Along with the Breeze doesn't exactly make you a celebrity, but he was as near to a celebrity as you're going to get 200 miles north of Saginaw, Michigan. Gerald Marx didn't know he was the lyricist of Breezing Along with the Breeze when Mr. Simons came breezing across the dance floor in Harbor Springs. What's that tune you're playing, he asked. Marx said it was just a little something he'd come up with, and Simons asked him to play it again and again. And after a couple more times, he said, would you mind if I put a lyric to it? Sure, said Marx. Why not? As I say, that's the way Gerald Marx told it to me. If he'd played his tune 5 minutes earlier or 5 minutes later, it might have remained just that, a little finger-loosening warm-up he noodled around on in band breaks. But he chanced to play it at exactly the moment when a minor professional lyricist was crossing the floor, and so he wound up with the song. Seymour Simons went upstairs to his room and came down about an hour later. Gerald Marx had built his composition on a three-note phrase that occurs throughout. So Mr. Simons offered him various suggestions for it. One of them caught Marx's fancy. All of me. So Simons wrote it up.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me?
Finding someone willing to take all of me was harder than you'd think. Gerald Marx scraped together some cash and figured he had enough to head off to New York for a week. I peddled my song, he said, up and down the street, and every single publisher turned it down. What didn't they like about it? Well, Mr. Marx told me they thought that coming after the demand to take one's lips and one's arms, an invitation to take all of me was, quote, obscene and dirty. So at the end of the week, Gerald Marx was broke and had no choice but to take all of him back on the bus to Michigan, where Belle Baker had been booked to play the Fisher Theatre in Detroit. She's all but forgotten now, but Belle Baker had been a headliner since she was 17, and more recently she'd played the title role on Broadway in Betsy, where she'd introduced Irving Berlin's Blue Skies, and she certainly knew how to put over a song.
They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's not as tougher. she's a gal who loves to see men suffer, to tease them, to thrill them, to torture them and kill them. It's her delight, they say. I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. Hard-hearted Hannah, the fame of the vanity, yeah.
She had a low, rich and resonant voice that Gerald Marx thought would be just right for All of Me. So he and Simons inveigled their way backstage and were shown into her dressing room. And here is where Mr. Marx's happy accidents come into play. The first accident was that there was a piano in her dressing room, and it was in tune. Even if you've been furnished with one, they usually aren't. But this meant the writers were able to perform the song for Miss Baker as opposed to just leaving her a piece of sheet music. The second accident was kind of tragic. The guys got to the middle of the number.
Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on dear without you?
At which point, Belle Baker broke down sobbing. The boys were mystified. What's up with that? Eventually, Miss Baker recovered sufficiently to wail, "That's my song!" She promised to put it in the act immediately, and that first night in Detroit, it got seven encores, and Gerald Marx and Seymour Simons had a hit. Not long after, Marx found himself lunching with Belle Baker and finally plucked up the courage to ask why she'd wept over the song in her dressing room that day. "Oh, I thought you knew," she said. "The night you and Seymour did the song for me in Detroit was exactly 6 months since my husband died." Who was Belle Baker's husband? Well, he was Morris Abrahams, a songwriter whose songs have mostly faded. Unless you're a Chipmunks fan. Joe, Mr. Abrahams didn't only have hits on horseback, he had some modest success with an early vehicular novelty called He'd Have to Get Under, Get Out and Get Under to Fix Up His Automobile. And in Belle Baker's only real starring movie role, Song of Love, 1929, he provided her with a rather cute song of love.
I'm walking with a moonbeam, talking to the stars, telling all the world that I'm in love. With a stormy cloud, heaven is my playground up above. I am tickled pink to think he said I love you so. So I went and got myself a rainbow for my true soul. I'm walking with a moonbeam, walking to the stars, telling all the world that I'm in love.
On April 13th, 1931, Morris Abrahams had died. He was walking with the moonbeams and talking to the stars on a more permanent basis. And in her grief, Miss Baker heard her own story in
Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on dear without you? Took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me?
And that's when she cried, "That's my song," and that's why she sang it. And who knows, if she hadn't been a widow in mourning, whether she or anybody else would ever have planted All of Me in the public consciousness. By the way, Morris Abrahams left his widow with a fatherless 10-year-old boy to raise. We'll come back to that lad in a moment. Belle Baker never recorded All of Me, but Mildred Bailey and Louis Armstrong did. And then the song went away. What was the problem? Maybe it was the contradiction between the how can I go on words and the jaunty tune. On the other hand, if you set that lyric to the melody it would seem to demand, you'd have something awfully maudlin and self-pitying. Nevertheless, All of Me disappeared for a decade or so, until 1941, when Billie Holiday produced an interpretation that sits perfectly poised between the downbeat lyric and the upbeat tune.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me?
Sinatra was a great and attentive Billie Holiday fan, and he surely heard that record. And 3 years later, on a V-disc made just for distribution to the troops overseas, he recorded the song for the first time.
Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You know that you took a part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me?
Sinatra with Axel Staudel conducting, and suddenly the merely jaunty tune is weirdly and paradoxically triumphalist. Another 3 years passed, and Frank tried again, this time with George Serravo and a jazzy little combo. And the second chorus is a kind of duet between Sinatra and Babe Russin, whose tenor sax seems to be egging Frank on to really let rip.
All of me, why not take all? Can't you see I'm just a mess without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Why don't you take my arms? I'll never use them. Your goodbye. can I get along without you? You know that you took a part that used to be my heart. So why not take all of me? You better get it while you can, baby. I'm leaving town pretty soon now. Yeah, I'm getting out of here.
You better get it while you can, baby. And it suddenly dawns that that's the perfect Sinatra song. He was cocksure and swaggering, but also the first male singer to project seriously vulnerability and loneliness. Hence, All of Me, a song for the swaggeringly vulnerable, for cocksure arrogance as a defense against heartache. Yet it would be another 7 years, 1954, before Frank made his definitive statement on All of Me with a great Nelson Riddle chart.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I get along without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? All of me, come on, get all of me. Can't you see I'm just a mess without you? Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Get a piece of these arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I ever make it without you? You know you got the part, used to be my heart. So why not take all of me?
The way Sinatra re-accents the second half of the song, "Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry," against the drums and the brass, thrilled me the first time I heard it and has never ceased to thrill over the years. Seymour Simons never heard that record. He had died 5 years earlier when All of Me was doing okay but wasn't a blockbuster. Gerald Marx kept on songwriting because that's what songwriters do. He gave Shirley Temple "That's What I Want for Christmas," and Al Jolson his last great slice of southern ham, "Is It True What They Say About Dixie?" And after that, not much. All of Me isn't all of Gerald Marx, but it's pretty close. Frank Sinatra recorded one other Gerald Marx song at the dawn of his career, 1942, with the Tommy Dorsey Band and the Pied Pipers.
Dig down deep to buy the bonds that buy the tanks and bombers for our fighting Yanks. Dig down deep, dig down deep to buy the bonds that keep us free. Fly the sky, the land and sea. Dig down deep.
Put your hands in your jeans, Mr. Citizen. Everybody must do his part. It's the easiest means, Mr. Citizen, to show the world
we finish what we start. So dig down deep. The boys are giving all for you, and so the least that you can do is dig down.
The boys Things are giving all for you, and so the least that you can do is dig down deep into your wallets and pony up for war bonds. And you thought Dig Down Deep was going to be a song about Sinatra's approach to the emotional nuances of a lyric. Is there any way to dig down deep into all the harrowing trauma of All of Me? Well, Miko gives it a go.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. To cry, how can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me?
Well, maybe not. It's difficult to fight the effervescence of the tune. Did Belle Baker ever hear Frank's classic record of All of Me? She could have. She died in 1957, but by then her life seemed to belong to another age. Yiddish theatre, vaudeville, all a long time ago. As I mentioned, she had a son, 10 years old, when his father died in 1931. The boy took his mother's surname, Herbert Baker, and he went on to a not undistinguished screenwriting career that included some of the early rock and roll films, The Girl Can't Help It, plus a couple of Elvis movies, and Dean Martin's Matt Helm Capers, and the 1980 Neil Diamond remake of The Jazz Singer. Oh, and he also wrote Frank Sinatra's ABC television series in the late 50s, including the edition of March 7th, 1958, on which Frank sang the number that expressed what Herbert Baker's mother felt in the wake of his father's death. And as perhaps he reflected as he stood in the wings and listened to Sinatra, by then the song had left Belle Baker's widowly anguish a long way behind.
All of me, come on, get all of me. Can't you see, I'm just a mess without you. Take my lips, I want to lose them. Get a piece of these arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I ever make it without you? You know.
Song from Me to You, Frank Sinatra, live on a 1958 TV show written by the son of the lady who introduced it. Words by Seymour Simons, music by Gerald Marx. A couple of years after I met him, Gerald Marx was gone. In accordance with his wishes, he was cremated and his remains placed in an urn inscribed All of Me.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.